You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is time to study the daily New Testament reading. Our guest pastor joining us by phone today, the Reverend Thomas Park from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in St. Paul, Minnesota. Pastor Park, welcome to His Time.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have a chance to study God's Word with you today. Looking forward to looking at Revelation chapter 6. Tell us a little bit about your congregation, Bethlehem Lutheran Church in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Bethlehem has been a community congregation for the people around our neighborhood. And our mission statement states that we are here to share the love of Christ with our community. And that's what we have been doing for over 128 years. And we have changed to share the love of Christ with our neighbors. They have changed over certain times. People have come from different parts of the world. Some have come from Asia, and some have come from Africa, and it's a very diverse neighborhood. But we know that the Word of God is there to save all, and our congregation has been dedicated to do that work.
Well, thanks be to God for the ministry of His Word there at Bethlehem Lutheran Church in St. Paul, Minnesota, to a diverse group of people. I'm glad that you are there proclaiming the good news of Jesus. Today we are studying Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 through 17. What would you like for us to know as we prepare to study this text? What would you like for us to know about Revelation chapter 6?
Obviously, this section is prophesying the things that will come before Jesus would return. And as we celebrate the season of Advent, we realize that these things need to happen before He would come back. And God's Word is warning us and also reminding us that He is with us always.
Very good. Let's take a look at the text. Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 through 17. We're studying with Pastor Thomas Park from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in St. Paul, Minnesota today. Now I watched when the Lamb opened one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures say with a voice like thunder, "Come." And I looked, and behold, a white horse, and its rider had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he came out conquering and to conquer. All right, let's take a look at this this first two verses here, Pastor. I watched when the Lamb opened one of the seven seals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously the Lamb is indicating that it is Jesus, our sacrificial Lamb, that died for us, and He has the power to open the seals. And obviously he talks about seven seals. And obviously, that's the number of completion, and that is going on at the end of the day, the final day. And here he says that the four living creatures were saying to John or to come to indicate that this is very important message. For the people and for the world. And here he saw the white horse and its rider. And obviously the color white symbolizes holiness, and also the rider on this horse has a bow. And many speculate that this is the influence of God in the world, and obviously the Word of God is at work, and obviously the Word of God is not static, but it is living and active. And the writer has a crown. That also is a very important thing to remember, that through the Word of God, the people of God are victorious.
And so he says, and I looked, and behold, a white horse, and its rider had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he came out conquering and to conquer.
Mm-hmm. And then, and it tells us that we are at war. It's also known as the church militant. Mm-hmm. And then we are fighting the war against the influences of Satan. Even though Jesus won the victory for us on the cross, it's not, we cannot fully enjoy our eternal life on this earth because of the remnant of sin and those that support Satan.
When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, "Come," and out came another horse, bright red. Its rider was permitted to take peace from the earth so that people should slay one another, and he was given a great sword.
Yeah, the color red symbolizes blood, and obviously that is kind of talking about the war. Obviously, war causes death, and people are fighting with one another. And because of war, there's no peace, and that's what is going to happen before Jesus would return. So. Is a warning to us to be ready, and whenever we do hear about rumors of wars and rebellions, then we know that the end is coming soon.
Anything else up through verse 4 before we go on to verse 5?
Nope.
When he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come," and I looked, and behold, a black horse, and its rider had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard what seemed to be a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and wine." Sounds like almost like a shopping list, but that's much greater than that.
Yes. The price that is indicated here is way too expensive. The people are charging others for food a very large sum of money. So we see this thing going around the world in Africa or South America because of the government regulations and things like that, or famine. People are buying food for very expensive prices. For instance, a gallon of milk sold for $40, $50 some places because the government is not just and also hindering people from gathering their food. So you can see the injustice going around the world. Certainly in the last days that we are living in, we can see that going around the world in Asia and Africa. For instance, North Korea, obviously the food is not available. So the government has to control the distribution of food, and that's going on, and people are starving to death. And obviously the color black is the color of death.
All right. And so anything else through verses 5 and 6 before we go on to 7?
And once again, time and time again, the Lamb is the one that is opening the seal. Mm-hmm. And even though these terrible things are going around, the Lamb, Jesus, is in control over everything. And as students of the Bible, we need to realize that God does permit these things to happen, but he still is in control over our lives.
All right, let's take a look at verse 7 and following. When he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, "Come." And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and its rider's name was Death, and Hades followed him. And they were given authority over a fourth of the earth to kill the sword, and with famine, and with pestilence, and by wild beasts of the earth. So here we see, as he opens the fourth seal, a voice of the fourth living creature say, come, and then a pale horse was there. Riders, mm-hmm. And the rider's name was mm-hmm. Death, and Hades followed.
Yes. As I said, the color black in the previous section talks about death, but obviously those things were causing death to people. And here you can see the pale horse. In the original language, it is really talking about greenish color. Whenever people die, their skin would turn kind of greenish and pale. And that's what it's talking about here. And obviously, the Word of God indicates that this is talking about death and Hades. Obviously, we can look at Hades in two ways. One of them is the death itself, and then maybe hell. But based on what we can see here, it is talking about death and all the people that are subjected to this. And also, death affects many people, and the fourth of the earth will be killed by sword, famine, and plague, and by the wild beast. And then the sword, we know that there can be instruments of death, like guns or different weapons that can be used, and famine. Obviously, there is no food, and people are dying of starvation and plague, different diseases that are going around. And not too long ago, we had heard about superbugs, bacteria that are not controlled by any medication, and that's going on around the world. And here at the in the last section, by the wild beast, you know, this can also talk about accidents, and obviously the nature is going around against us because of the effects of sin. So those are the things that are going on. And once again, the Lamb opened the seal, and he is in control over everything. And it is important that that was the fourth seal. And obviously, number four symbolizes the world and the things that are influencing the world. And then now the section that you are going to read, the rest of the section, fifth and sixth seal, and later on the seventh seal, the writer is, John is shifting his focus from the worldly affairs to heavenly affairs.
All right. Let's take a look at the fifth seal then, verse 9 and following. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the witness they had borne. They cried out with a loud voice, O sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long before you will judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth? Then they were each given a white robe and told to rest a little longer until the number of their fellow servants and their brothers should be complete, who were to be killed as they themselves had been. So now we're to the fifth seal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and once again, the seal was open, and John was able to see the altar, the souls of those who have been slain because of the word of God. So those that have suffered and martyred for their faith, and they were saying to God, you know, how long, sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood? So these people who have died because of their faith, their souls are in heaven. You can see it here. It talks about souls, not their bodies, because the bodies are waiting for the return of Christ on the judgment day. And then obviously the souls in heaven, they are saying to God, you know, vindicate us and go after the people that persecuted us, and we have the people that oppressed us, you have to get back to them. But obviously, one can read this and say, these people are not very nice in heaven. But what these people in heaven are saying is that let thy will be done. So obviously, God does not tolerate injustice. God does not tolerate sufferings of the people, but he will bring justice to the world. And obviously, King David, he wrote many psalms asking God to judge and bring justice against the evildoers. So you can kind of see that happening here as well. And these people in heaven, they are wearing white robes. And as I said before, color white symbolizes holiness. And obviously, they have been given this white robe, and they were washed clean by the blood of the Lamb. And when they asked a question, the Lord said, you have to wait a little longer, because the people on this earth, those Christians, some of them will be persecuted and killed for their faith. And obviously, God is saying to us and to the people in heaven that it is in God's time that he will come, and he is saying to us to be patient for his return.
We are studying the Daily New Testament Reading with Pastor Thomas Park from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in St. Paul, Minnesota. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll continue studying in Revelation chapter 6 today. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Merry Christmas from our family at Lutheran Senior Services. We serve families just like yours to help older adults live life to the fullest. We are dedicated to continuing a tradition of compassionate care. Lutheran Senior Services, lssliving.org.
What touches your heart during the Christmas season? For many, it's the sharing. The sharing of the time. The sharing of God's blessings. The sharing of God's divine gift of His Son, Jesus Christ. Hi, this is Rich Robertson, President and CEO of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. As I reflect back over this past year, I think about how much is shared through the LCMS ministries. People's lives are changed by the message and the actions of our church body. The Lutheran Church Extension Fund is blessed to share in these experiences through the investments, loans, and support services we provide individuals, church workers, and ministries. May God bless you and your family this sacred season of our Savior's birth.
There's a lot of talk about secondhand smoke. We thought we'd ask a local expert. Kenny, how old are you?
7 years old.
Do your mommy and daddy breathe secondhand smoke at work?
Yep.
Where does secondhand smoke hurt?
Breathing it hurts our heart, lungs, brain. It just hurts everywhere.
If a 7-year-old knows secondhand smoke is bad for your health, then you should too. Everyone has the right to breathe smoke-free air.
A message from the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services.
Listening to His Time, I'm Andy Bates. We are studying the Daily New Testament Reading with Pastor Thomas Park from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in St. Paul, Minnesota. We're in Revelation chapter 6 today. Pastor, we were just looking at the opening of the fifth seal in verses 9 through 11. Anything else about the fifth seal? They were each given a white robe and told to rest a little while longer until the number of their fellow servants and their brothers should be complete, who were to be killed as they themselves had been had been the white robe. We've heard that at other times.
Yeah, white robe, the color white symbolizes purity and holiness, and these people in heaven, obviously they have been washed clean by the blood of the Lamb, and they want God to bring justice to the world, and also asking Jesus to return to earth. But the Lord himself is saying to them that just wait a little longer, because the things have to happen here. And obviously other sections of the scriptures would say that the good news has to be preached to all the world. And obviously when the word of God is spread, also the opposition would grow as well. And we can see Christians suffering for their faith all around the world. And God is saying that people are going to lose their faith, lose their life because of their faith in Christ.
Let's take a look at the sixth seal, verse 12. When he opened the sixth seal, I looked, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth. The full moon became like blood, and the stars of the sky fell to the earth as the fig tree sheds its winter fruit when shaken by a gale. The sky vanished like a scroll that is being rolled up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. Then the kings of the earth and the great ones and the generals and the rich and the powerful and everyone, slave and free, hid themselves in the caves and among the rocks of the mountains, calling to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who is seated on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of their wrath has come, and who can stand?" So here we have the sixth seal. I looked, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became mm-hmm. black as sackcloth, and the moon became like blood. The stars fell. The fruit of the fig tree fell.
Yeah. Here we can see that the earth, the world, they are also, the nature is also suffering because of the imminent coming return of our Lord. And as Jesus himself said, that it is like birth pain before the birth of a baby. Before Jesus returns, all these natural events will take place. Earthquakes, maybe tsunami around the world happening, and also sun turning black, and also the different sections would say that the moon will turn into blood or red, and also the sky fell to earth, and different stars would fall, and also the crops, crop harvest will be affected by the imminent return of Jesus. And the other thing is that obviously this is not some localized event, but it is universal. So everyone all around the world, Asia, Africa, Europe, America, will all notice something that is going on in the nature. And verse 15 talks about kings of the earth, the princes, the generals, the rich, the mighty, and every slave and every free man. When you look at it, there are six different categories here. And obviously, biblical scholars would say that number six is the number of evil. And obviously here, kings, people who are in charge over different nations, and princes, the generals, the rich, the mighty, and every slave and every free man, all the evil doers will try to hide from the coming of our Savior, and they will hide in caves and among the rocks of the mountains. And obviously, the evildoers, that they don't want to be exposed of their sins. And maybe a good imagery to look at is, obviously, during wintertime, we cannot do this, but those listeners that are living in a warm climate, they can turn over a rock, big rock, and as soon as the light hits the ground, you can see different insects scurrying around to run away from the light. It kind of reminds me of that the evildoers, when the Lord would return, they want to run away and hide because they know that they have done wrong. So and then they are saying, you know, to the nature, to hide us from the wrath of the Lamb. So they, even though they did not believe in Jesus as their Savior, by their conscience, because of the natural knowledge of God, they know that they are doing something wrong, and they don't want to be exposed. So I think that's, you know, that's what's going on here. Yeah. Yeah.
Looking over the text as a whole today, Pastor, is there anything else you would like for us to learn from this text in Revelation chapter 6?
The important thing to remember for us is that even though terrible things are going on in our lives and around the world, in America and in different places, we can lose heart and be discouraged and scared because of the terrorist attacks and rebellions and food shortages and climate changes and different aspects that are going on. But whenever we do witness these calamities and problems and turmoils, we need to remember that the Lord, His promise is true, and He will come back soon. So these different signs, different problems are, in a way, tapping us on our shoulders and saying, guys, be ready, because Jesus is coming. So as we celebrate this Advent and Christmas season, obviously Advent season is telling us that Jesus is returning and helping us to be ready for His coming.
We've been studying the Daily New Testament Reading with Pastor Thomas Park from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in St. Paul, Minnesota. Pastor Park, thanks for helping us study Revelation chapter 6 today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
God bless you and all the saints at Bethlehem Lutheran Church in St. Paul, Minnesota. Coming up in just a little bit, more His Time to Sanctify Your Morning. You're listening to Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.